smell fresh. That's awesome. You smell sugary. That's what you smell. Do you guys know how fast you ate 6,000 donuts this morning? It was like, last time I was here, 2 years ago, I was over at the Adventure Outpost. They didn't invite me back, but you guys did, so I was thankful. But over there, the week after we left, they caught a bear. The bear's named Elizabeth. It's a camp bear. What? A lizard named Bear. I'm lost. I don't know what we're talking about. Kristen Duffy said we caught a bear because she had a bear trap, and I went out and saw the bear trap, and I looked in it, and there was probably a lizard there. Okay, whatever. Hey, at what age did you start picking out your own clothes? It's a real question. Four-ish? Maybe like 15. That's next year. Good. Next year, I'll start picking them out when I'm 15. I love it. You guys have seen Lou running around. If it were up to her, she would wear a swimsuit year round. That she would own 3 swimsuits, 1 with floaties and 2 normal. And that's all she would wear is swimsuits year round. But we live in Indiana, so it's, you guys, Wisconsin folk. You have, winter 8 months out of the year? So that's gross. Good for y'all, but bad for us. Bad for Lou. There comes a point, this is a setup for the book of Samuel. There comes a point where we all start to dress ourselves, except at our house whenever we go to a wedding or something fancy, at which point my wife, Laura, imposes martial law, and no one gets to pick out their outfit except Laura, and she plays dress-up with humans, which is really exciting, and she's not in here, so I can say that. The setup is here. Let's Paul Blart and transition straight to 1 Samuel. What if your parent picked your career before you were born? Look at this verse. In the, 1 Samuel, chapter 1, there it is, 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 11, check this verse. This is a mom who is not yet pregnant, and she says, oh Lord, she's praying, if you give me a son, he will serve you his whole life, and no razor will ever touch his head. This woman is making a prayer, and she is determining her not yet in utero kid's career, and she's telling him about his haircut. She's picking the kid's career and the kid's haircut before she's ever even pregnant about it. And that's the story that we want to read today in the Old Testament. The book of 1 Samuel is the story of Hannah, the woman who's praying, and her son, Sammy Boy. Now, Sammy Boy is an important man in the nation of Israel. And Israel means good, wrestles with God. And who are the Israelites? Excellent. These God's chosen people who are now the descendants of Jacob, who we met a couple nights ago. Excellent. Here's the question. As you guys read this verse, what is foreshadowed about Hannah? As you read this verse, what is the foreshadowing about Hannah? Good, sir. Yeah, she's going to have a son. Good. What else? All right, he won't cut his hair. Good, those. But what is the thing that is not being said yet? If we want to guess, let's make a hypothesis, an educated guess about what will happen. What does this say about Hannah's life? He will serve you his whole life. What does this mean for Hannah? Yeah, she's going to have to lose her son. In fact, she's saying, I will give him up. Let's look at that next question, the Hannah question here. How would Hannah feel? This actually does happen in 1 Samuel chapter 1. God hears her prayer, and she is pregnant. And then whenever Samuel is not drinking milk anymore, whenever he's able to wipe himself, if you know what I mean, They take him to the temple, and she drops him off. Your turn to talk. How does Hannah feel as she took Sammo to the temple? She's giving him up and leaving him at church, and then she's going to go home. Does she feel nervous, grateful, regretful, overjoyed, or torn? Why don't you take some time, talk about it, and I'm going to let you pick two of those five, okay? How does she feel as she's going to the temple to drop off Sammo? We got it? Okay, you got two hands. Let's go two answers, one answer per hand, two answers total. Ready, go. And I'm just going to do a scientific approach here. That's good. Okay, lots of fives. The fives is the overwhelming majority. If you have a five, put your hand down. Watch how many hands drop. If you had a five, put it back up. Watch how many hands raise. Drop. Okay, so we all agree, number one is torn. Agreed. Now the other hands. Let's look again. Okay, I got lots of twos over here. The majority is twos unscientifically. Several threes, several fours, and then front and center ones. Good. Lots of ones, threes in the back. Twos and threes across the board. Twos and threes. Okay, so let's look real quickly. How does Hannah feel as she takes Sammo? Nervous. Who had a one? And tell me why she was nervous.
She's like, should I do this?
Yep. She's saying what? Should I keep my promise? Yeah. And maybe I would just want to hold him for a little bit longer. Good. Who had the twos out there? Who said grateful? Back row? See?
She's grateful that prayer is answered somewhat.
Okay, cool. She was grateful that her prayer was answered. We talked about it.
What? She is grateful that her son can follow Jesus and be part, let Jesus be a part of his life.
Yeah. This kid, Sammy boy, he was going to live in the temple. I mean, Nick, this is one of the highest honors in the whole, in the culture that she could have given her kid. I love that answer. Regretful. Come on, I know you threes are out there. Who had a three with us? Over here, threes? Okay, yeah.
Because she
oh, man. Okay, y'all have seen Lou running around, right? Like, if I'm holding that kid, I was dancing with her, one-legged. Her head was down there, and I was like, I'm going to jump. Jump up! If I had to give that kid up, man, my heart would be ripped open, even if I made a promise. Yeah, I can totally get that. Where'd you go? Thanks for that answer. Okay, fours. That's bold. Who said fours? She is like, yes! I didn't like him. I want to try again. What's a four? Excellent. Yeah, I agree. I think four is also real similar to the grateful. I love that one. And then we all realize, like, this is a real woman. Hey, when we read these stories, we want to see these as real people. And so there would be all kinds of emotions in here. There's one other part to the story that I want to clue you in on. And you guys don't know it yet. And Hannah doesn't know it. And Samuel doesn't know it yet. Is that Samuel will grow up to be a prophet of God. No one knows this yet. He's going to the temple to live at church, but he won't be a priest. He'll be a prophet. Prophet's incredibly important in Scripture. Think about it this way. He's going to church, like right here. Let's call this a church. The prophet was the person who would hear the words of God and speak them to the people. And the priest would be the people who hear the complaints. And a priest would hear your guys' voice and your questions, and he would ask God. And so a prophet and a priest are actually directionals. A prophet would speak God's words to the people, and the priest would speak the people's words to God. Kind of cool to think about it. Samuel was a prophet, and that's where the story gets picked up for you guys today. Now, here's the deal. Since we had a sleep-in date, I've got 10 extra minutes before I have to kick you out the session. So we're going to pretend that this is small group. And so I'm going to need you, if you have a Bible, to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3. Okay? If you don't have a Bible, you're going to have to listen well, because I'm going to help us read along, and then I'm going to stop and you guys are going to talk about it. But I don't have slides for these. So I'm going to trust that you can pay attention for a solid 10 here, and read this story and treat this like a small group. And what that means is you're welcome to experience this. And we're trying to see the humanity. We're trying to see ourselves and see the people in this story as real. And we're also trying to learn about the character of God. So 1 Samuel chapter 3, and I'm going to go for only 6 verses. So for those of you who don't have Bibles, lock in for 6 verses. And then I'll give you the question, and then I'll read it again. So that way you have context, okay? Story first, then question. Story again, then you talk. Here it comes. The boy Samuel was serving under Eli's direction. Eli was a priest. This was at a time when the revelation of God was rarely seen or heard. One night, Eli was sound asleep. His eyesight was very bad. He could hardly see. It was well before dawn. The sanctuary lamp was still burning. Samuel was in bed in the temple of God, where the chest of God rested. Then God called out, "Samuel, Samuel, Samuel." I don't know how he said it, probably something like that. And Samuel answered, "Yes, I'm here." Then Samuel ran to Eli, said, "I heard you call. Here I am." And Eli said, "I didn't call you, whippersnapper. Go back to bed." And he did. Then God called again, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli. "I heard you call. Here I am." And again, Eli said, "Son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." Pause. That's our first 6 verses. Here's your question. I want you to pretend, please, that you are the priest named Eli. You are a priest named Eli, and you're old. Your eyesight is not good, and you get woken up multiple times during the night by this kid who has been given to you to live at the church, okay? And so here's what I'm going to ask you to talk about. Number one, how did Eli's night begin? How did Eli feel being woken up multiple times at night? This happens in our family a lot. How did Eli... Let's start right there. We'll do those two. How did he feel being woken up multiple times, and how did his night begin? Okay, I'm going to read it one more time. I'll read it kind of fast, and that way you guys have a full 2 minutes to talk about it, and we'll process. Ready? First 6 verses. The boy Samuel was serving God under Eli's direction. This was at a time when the revelation of God was rarely seen or heard. One night, Eli was sound asleep. His eyesight was very bad, and he could hardly see. It was well before dawn. The sanctuary lamp was still burning. Samuel was still in bed in the temple of God, where the chest of God rested. Then God called out, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Yes, I'm here." And he ran to Eli, saying, "I heard you call. Here I am." Eli said, "I didn't call you, whippersnapper. Go back to bed." And so he did. God called again, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and ran to Eli. "I heard you call. Here I am." Again, Eli said, "Son, I didn't call you. Go back to bed." 2 minutes. Go. Oh, man, you guys are good. How did his night begin? Eli, the blind priest. If you had to sum it up in just one sentence, how did his night begin? Yeah, just situation normal, right? His night began like it always began. How did he feel being woken up multiple times? You're jumping ahead of me. I love that, though. Which time was Eli annoyed? The first time being woken up or the second? Let's vote on it. You only get one vote. He was annoyed the first time. Hands? Hands down? He was annoyed the second time. Oh, consensus. We have it here. We have it here. Keep reading. This is verse 7. We only have three more. This all happened before Samuel. Lock in on this verse. This all happened before Samuel knew God for himself. It was before the revelation of God had been given to him personally. God called again Samuel the third time. Yet again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Yes, I heard you call me. Here I am. And that's when it dawned on Eli. Third time. And that's when it dawned on Eli that God was calling the boy. So Eli directed Samuel, go back and lie down. If the voice calls again, say, speak, God, I'm your servant, ready to listen. And Samuel went back to bed. Then God came, stood before him, exactly as before, calling out, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, I'm your servant, ready to listen. Here's your next group of questions, and we literally only have 2 minutes. How did Samuel know that it was God? I said it wrong. How did Eli know that it was God calling Samuel? That's question number one. How did Eli know that it was God calling Samuel? And how did he feel that God was calling Samuel and not him? We're going to read it one more time. You have two questions to talk about. Number one question, how did Samuel know? Shoot, I said it wrong again. How did Eli know that God was calling Samuel? That's question one. Question two, how did Eli feel that God was talking to the boy and not to him, the priest? Listen to it one more time. This all happened before Samuel knew God for himself. It was before the revelation of God had been given to Samuel personally. God called again Samuel the third time. Yet again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Yes, I heard you call me. Here I am. That's when it dawned on Eli that God was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go back and lie down. If the voice calls again, say, speak, God, I'm your servant, ready to listen. Samuel returned to his bed. Then God came and stood before him exactly as before, calling out, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, I'm your servant. I'm ready to listen. You have 2 minutes. Go. All right, Noah and I are going to finish this thing up together. Do you guys know that when I started down at Indiana, young Nolan was only 18 years old and was just learning how to grow a mustache. It was such a special time in his life. And I was like the old blind priest because my contacts literally are 2 inches thick. I can't see without them, but Nolan was hearing the word. God, that's a lie. Oh, that's a lie. I'm sorry. Here's the deal. With small groups are very abbreviated, a.k.a. we just had our small group today because...
It's time to go to activity one. So what I need you to do is, unless you have something that's gonna be like on the water where you have to change into a swimsuit, or on a horse where you have to put jeans on, don't go change out of your PJs because you don't have time. So we're gonna get up and go to activity one.
After I pray, of
After
course.
Josh prays.
Here's the other piece. You guys, this is the setup for tonight. Because tonight we get to talk about that moment where God spoke and Eli knew what to say to tell Samuel how to respond. That's what we're going to set up for tonight, so thank you for processing it. Let me pray for you guys, and then I'll say, ready, go. All right. God, that is the desire, that we hear your voice and that we learn how to respond. And in the words of Moses from last night, we're not supposed to know what that looks like yet. But God, we are here this week to learn. And so I'm really thankful for the time that we get to spend digging into your word, and also the way that we get to move through Fort Wilderness, through camp right now, experiencing you in your beauty, God, experiencing relationships. And I pray that we are attentive throughout the day to hear your voice. And then tonight, as we open up your scripture yet again, to hear you speak there clearly. Amen.